Come and get it!
Come and get it!
Well, hi, everybody, and a great big Western welcome to all of you from the Sons of the Pioneers and the gang at the Lucky U. You know, we had us a rootin' tootin' Christmas party yesterday for a whole bunch of little cowboys and cowgals, and by golly, I think we all had a better time than the kids did. They were just swell, and we did our best to give them their fill of ice cream and pop and peanuts, and then Santa showed up with a big bag full of toys, thanks to you friends out along the Lucky U line, so all in all, it was a pretty fine Christmas party. I'd like to tell you some more about it, but I guess we'd better wait because we pioneers have been practicing Buffalo Gal and we're ready to let her fly.
Buffalo Gal, she's coming outside, coming outside, coming outside. Buffalo Gal, she's coming outside, dance by the light of the moon.
I was walking down the street, down the street, down the street, where the little gal I chanced to meet under the silvery moon.
Buffalo gal, they coming out tonight, coming out tonight, coming out tonight. Buffalo gal, they coming out tonight, dance by the light of the moon.
A gal, she's tall and thin with a wart on her chin. Her eyes turns in. She's a darn good gal for the shape she's in. Tell me, she's coming out tonight.
Buffalo gal, she's coming out tonight. Coming out tonight. Coming out tonight. Buffalo gal, she's coming out tonight. Dance by the light of the moon.
Stop and talk, stop and talk, stop and talk. Her feet covered up the whole sidewalk, but she was fair to view.
Buffalo gal, she's coming out tonight, coming out tonight, coming out tonight. Buffalo gal, she's coming out tonight. Dance by the light of the moon.
Thank you very much. Say, Lloyd, Betty sure did look pretty yesterday at that Christmas party, didn't she?
Oh, she sure did, kid. Wonderful. And the way Tommy was mooning around, I'll bet you dollars to peanuts he thought so, too.
You mean dollars to donuts, Lloyd.
Oh, no, I don't, Ken. Not around the Lucky U. It's dollars to peanuts. Remember? Planters peanuts?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, of course, at Lucky U or for Lucky U, wherever you are, Planters is the word for peanuts.
Hey, how'd he get into the act here?
Planters salted peanuts are always in the act, Ken, especially those fancy cocktail salted peanuts that Planters packs in vacuum cans. And you know, folks, during this week between Christmas and New Year's, you're having open house or maybe planning a New Year's party of your own. And Planters cocktail salted peanuts are the good-tasting peanuts that help everyone have a really good time. Yes, Planters cocktail salted peanuts are always in good taste, and they always taste good. Now, that's because Planters picks the very finest peanuts in the crops and then roasts them and toasts them in their own special way and then seals them in vacuum cans to keep them oven fresh right up until eating time. So look for that jaunty figure of Mr. Peanuts. He's the figure with the high hat and the swagger cane whenever you're planning a party. Remember, Planters is the word for peanuts, for peanut butter, and for peanut oil.
Thank you.
That was the Carl side of the famous Farr brothers, adding a few golden touches to that old standard at sundown. Say, Carl, we got so busy yesterday during the party and last night straightening things out after all the boys and girls had left, I didn't get a chance to ask you, did the party live up to your expectations?
Well, it sure did, Ken. I thought everything went along just fine.
Yeah, I sure did, too.
And it was really swell of Rex Allen to come down and bring his horse Coco with him. The kids enjoyed them both very much.
Yeah, they sure did, didn't they? There was only one thing in the whole party that got a little out of hand. You know what I mean?
Yes, Ken. I'm sure you mean S-H-U-G.
Uh-huh.
Just a minute there, you two knuckleheads. Did I hear you two making talking about me?
Well, Shug, now that you ask, Carl and I did think you were a little out of line at the party yesterday.
Now, Kenneth, how could you say a thing like that? What did I do?
What did you do?
Yes.
Do you stand there and deny that you stuffed your pockets with peanuts?
No, but I was just holding them in case some of the little fellas run out of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what about filling your hat with ice cream?
Well, that is... Well, I wanted to keep a cool head.
You did. You did, boy. And to top it all off, you shoved all those bottles of pop down in your boots.
Well, I'll admit, Kenneth, I shouldn't have done that.
Well, I'm glad to hear you at least admit you were wrong. But tell me, why didn't you admit that it was wrong to put the bottle of pop in your boots when the other things weren't?
Because, you knucklehead, I didn't know that somebody had opened the bottle. And when I turned a somersault for the kids, I darn near drowned it before I could get my boots on. I was knee-high and knee-high.
Sure, get out of here and go play something on your bull fiddle.
All right. Whatever you think's right.
Sitting by the fireside where embers faintly glow, a memory comes to me from the long ago. In my hand I gently hold a little souvenir, and as I think of one so dear, I shed a silent tear. It's just an old-fashioned locket and a curl that frames an old-fashioned tintype of a girl. If she were only here today, the little curl that's tucked away of golden hair, so young and fair, would now be silvery gray. There's just an old-fashioned sweetness in her face that makes the picture seem to me a priceless pearl. Through all these long and lonely years, I've shed a lot of lonely tears upon this old-fashioned locket and a curl.
Lloyd, that was Lloyd Perryman singing an old-fashioned locket. Mighty pretty, too.
Thank you, Kenny.
Say, Lloyd, in all the excitement of Christmas, we didn't forget to pick out a gold deed winner for our acre of lucky you land, did we?
We sure didn't, Ken. In fact, the one we picked out certainly is another shining example of the unselfishness and the thoughtfulness most people have for others less fortunate than they are. I'd like to read the letter.
I know our listeners will enjoy hearing it, Lloyd.
The letter is signed by four ladies, all people our gold deed winner has helped. However, they ask us not to mention their names on the air, so I'll respect their wishes. Here's what the letter says. Dear lucky you friends, when we found this wonderful person I'm going to tell you about, we were a disillusioned bunch of kids that had really been kicked around. This wonderful woman that I'm suggesting for your gold deed took us into her humble home and supplied all of our physical and spiritual needs. She punished, loved, and helped us, as she did her own brood. Although she had little money, she was rich in the things that really matter in life, and she taught us that. Heaven knows where we would have been headed if it hadn't been for this grand and generous woman. She took us in, helped us out, brought our spirits up, made our lives happy, and today, although she is a widow and in bad health with financial reverses, she said she would, if she could, live her same life over again in the same helpful way. Don't you feel that such a wonderful woman, with her selfish outlook on life, deserves your Gold Deed Award? Her name is Mrs. Cecil S. Cale, 508 East Main Street, Marshalltown, Ohio. The letter is signed, Thank You, four of the many who considered Mom Cale an angel on earth. Kenny, doesn't Mom Cale sound like a really swell person to you?
She sure does, Lloyd, and I'm happy we were able to give her a gold deed to an acre of Lucky You land for her continuous good deeds. And another way we pioneers have of saying thanks, Mom Cale, for your unselfishness is to salute you with a song. It's titled Blue Prairie.
Betty?
Oh, hi,
Hello, Ken. Hi, fellas.
Hello, Betty.
Say, have you recovered from Christmas?
Oh, yes, and Carl, the party was wonderful.
Well, you sure helped make it a success, Betty.
Well, you know, Carl, I felt right at home with all those little boys and girls. I just love them.
Well, that's probably one very good reason why you're such a good school teacher.
Well, if loving children has anything to do with it, I should be about the best. Say, I was rummaging through some old music books last night, and I ran across a wonderful old song. It's called At the End of the Lane. Did you pioneers ever hear of it?
At the End of the Lane, does it go, that one?
Oh, yeah, that's the one. Gee, you fellas wouldn't mind playing it for me, would you?
Well, we haven't done it for some time, but we'd enjoy taking a try at it for you, Betty.
Oh, good. I'm going over and sit near Tommy while you do it.
Since my childhood, years that I've spent wandering alone, over hill and dale, through the wild woods, till at last my thoughts are turning home.
There's a little light, always shining bright, of the lane. There is someone there in her rocking chair by that window at the end of the lane. And though the road is long and filled with many a turning, someday I'll wend my way back where that someone is yearning. When my dreams come true, by that window at the end of the lane, by that window at the end of the lane.
Thank you. I like that.
Say, Betty, how did Santa Claus treat you?
I got some lovely things. Of course, what Tommy gave me was the nicest. Thank you, Tommy.
Oh, it was nothing, Betty.
Nothing? Why, it's not every girl who gets a hand-carved buggy whip.
Grab, that's about the most romantical present I ever heard of. Unless it could be a calico saddle blanket.
Why, Shug, how'd you guess?
Guess what?
That's what I gave Tommy.
Yeah, this romance is getting all out of hand. I sent all of my girls a check.
All your girls, Shug?
You heard me, Burrhead. I sent them all a check for $100.
$100?
Yep.
Why, Shug, you're very generous.
After all, what's money? You can't take it with you. I heard that somewhere.
Shug. Shug. Are you sure you aren't twisting the truth just a hair?
Of course I'm telling it the truth, Kenneth. And I sent a little note along with each check, too.
Mm-hmm. What did the note say, Shug?
Well, I wished them all a Merry Christmas and said if I liked them to be well next year, I'd sign the check.
Shug, get out of here.
All right. Where do you want me to go?
Anywhere.
When?
Anytime.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, here comes another one of them sneaky song introductions.
I don't know what you mean, Lloyd.
Oh, not much you don't. Tell me, when do you like to sing?
Anytime.
You mean at night?
Anytime.
Morning?
Anytime.
What is the title of the song?
Anytime.
See what I mean? Sing it, Ken.
Now?
Anytime.
Now you got Lloyd doing it. You better.
Anytime you feel lonely, anytime you're feeling blue, anytime you feel downhearted, that will prove to you my love is true. Anytime you're thinking about me, that's the time I'll think of you. Anytime you say you want me back again, that's the time I'll come back home to you. Anytime you say you want only my love, that's the time I'll come back home to you.
Oh, that was real nice, Ken.
Well, thank you, Betty.
Tommy.
Yes, Betty.
Are you and the fellows going back to the ranch today?
Yes, we are, Betty, this afternoon. Would you like to ride along with us?
Well, I'd especially like to ride back with a certain man.
Now, Betty, you shouldn't have told him. You'll make him you get jealous.
You mean Shug?
No, you.
I grabbed there's one check I won't sign, I'll guarantee.
I'd be happy to, Betty, but first, would you do a thing for me?
Well, if I can.
Well, would you sing a song?
Oh, I'd love to, Tommy.
I let my heart fall into careless hands. Careless hands that broke my heart in two. You held my dreams like worthless grains of sand. Careless hands don't care when dreams slip through. I brought you joy, and dear, I loved you so. But all that sunshine didn't make the roses grow. If you don't change, someday you'll know the sorrow of careless hands that can't hold on to love. I brought you joy, and dear, I love you so. But all that sunshine didn't make the roses grow. Don't change, someday you'll know the sorrow of careless hands that can't hold on to love.
Oh, that's very real pretty, and Betty, after that, I'm going to sign the check anyway.
That was real fine, Betty.
Well, thank you, Tommy.
Say, is everybody about packed?
Oh, yeah.
Got to be back.
Well, you better be, because it's going to be sundown before we get back to the ranch as it is. I'm sure that you're going to be good. You know, it's seeing the old luck of you again. It seems like we've been away for a month.
Yeah, it sure does. The network folks have really treated us royally here in Hollywood, though, Lloyd.
They couldn't have been nicer, Ken, but it'll be good seeing Mom Terry and Pappy Tim.
Dink, too. He'll probably be dropping up to visit us tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll bet he'll have a story to tell about his getting back to the ranch from Hollywood. It's going to be nice smelling the desert air once again and kind of getting back to normal. You know, they moved just a little quick for me here in the city. Well, I could stand up here and gab for hours, but we're running up against time. Hugh, did you find a thought for today?
Oh, you know, I always have a thought or two, Lloyd. Would you like to hear it now?
I can't think of a better time, Hugh.
Well, this thought was sent in by one of our good listeners, and this is E.W. Ayers. And with 1952 almost here, it makes a whole lot of sense to me. Here's what she writes. Your biggest chance for good fortune in the new year is not outside of you, but right inside of you. Right inside where only you can get a hold of it. You will have 365 opportunities to make the most of this chance.
Yes, Hugh, that could very easily become one of my New Year's resolutions. To look for help from inside instead of outside. Say, Pioneers, I think we have time, if we move right along, to answer a request for the Blue Ridge Mountain Home.
When the sun goes shining and my heart goes to find a normal Blue Ridge Mountain Home, where the hound dogs are baying and the pine trees are swaying, that is where I long to roam. When the sun goes to sinking and I start in to thinking of a place where flowers bloom, when I get back again, I'm gonna live till the end in my Blue Ridge Mountain Home.
I never thought that I could be so sad till I left my mountain home. But the time is a-coming when I'll be so glad and I never more will roam. For I've learned a lesson that I won't forget wherever I may be. And oh, how I'm longing for the folks back home, for they mean more than all the world to me.
When the sun goes shining and my heart goes fine, I'm on the Blue Ridge Mountain home, where the hound dogs are baying and the pine trees are swaying, that is where I long to roam. When the sun goes to sinking and I start in to thinking of a place where flowers bloom, when I get back again, I'm gonna live till the end in the Blue Ridge Mountain Tumbling.
Well, sir, it's just about time to ring off once again on our Lucky You line. You know, it's been another enjoyable half hour for us, as we hope that it's been for every one of you. Once again, we want to thank all of you friends who helped to make our Christmas party a great big success. Why, if you could have seen the happy expressions on those little faces, I know it had done your heart a lot of good. And we sure want to thank again Rex Allen for coming down and bringing along that wonderful horse of his, Coco. They were both just plain wonderful. And so until tomorrow, this is George Putnam saying for the Sons of the Pioneers, Betty Taylor, Frankie Messina, and the rest of the Lucky You gang, so long for now. So until tomorrow, be lucky, you.